Do you have another one?
I have another one.
Okay.
So we're still in the city of Chesapeake. This is the Elizabeth Place Building Company. They are requesting authorization to construct an 11-slip community pier, each slip with an uncovered boat lift and a 230-square-foot open-sided gazebo to serve a residential subdivision on the western branch Elizabeth River at 1815 Dock Landing Road in Chesapeake. Again, this project requires a tidal wetlands permit and a submerged lands permit from the VMRC. So to orient you in Chesapeake, here's the Chesapeake Square Mall and Dock Landing Road here, and mostly residential all the way down the river here. So here's a 2016 aerial prior to the development being built. It was there about 3 weeks ago, and I think they have about three of the homes built along this road here. So this is going to be a total of a 12-lot subdivision. There are five homes that are adjacent to the water. Notice these homes are not platted as riparian properties. So the point of building this community pier is to allow waterfront or to allow water access to all 12 of the homes within the HOA. And just for a quick, the reason why this needs a wetlands board permit is because that pier is going to peer over some tidal wetlands. There are no direct impacts to wetlands, just shading as a result of the pier to peer over. The rest is all submerged lands. So we have a total of 11 slips, a walkway, a floating dock, which will be for launching canoes and kayaks, and then a small gazebo. And just a picture from the shoreline here. So for staff recommendation, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1205 and 1302 of the Code of Virginia, staff is recommending approval of the project as proposed, contingent on the applicant's agreement to a permit condition prohibiting the construction of private piers at any individual riparian waterfront lot, and that restrictions be recorded in the covenants of the property owners association documents. And again, this is just to prevent additional private piers from those homes in addition to this community pier. Staff feels that no compensation is necessary for the shading of tidal wetlands. And lastly, staff recommends a royalty of $9,358.50 for the encroachment of the proposed community pier over 6,239 square feet of state-owned submerged lands, calculated at $1.50 per square foot. And Mr. Calvert is the agent for this project as well. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Ms. Piotti? Kind of straightforward. Thank you. Is the applicant present or represented? Mr. Calvert, you have been previously sworn. Would you state your name for the record, please?
My name is Richard Calvert, and I am with Calvert Marine representing the Elizabeth Place Building Corporation subdivision. This is a nice little community subdivision. I like what they've done with the open space behind the houses. They didn't cram all the lots on the waterfront. They actually created open space and came up with this concept to do a community pier, which meets the recommendations. We only want to have one access through the wetlands. It's a great idea. They're also very canoe, kayak-oriented as well. It's kind of nice to see that, you know, they've planned ahead for this type of thing. Other than that, we've tried to meet all of the staff's recommendations for specific siting, and I believe we have. We agree with the royalty fee that's been assessed for this project as well. And if you have any other questions at this time, I'd be more than happy to answer them.
Questions for Mr. Calvert? Been doing it a long time, but I have to ask a question on the record. You fully understand this is a community pier, and as such, with the conditions, no other piers allowed in this area by virtue of the covenants, correct?
Absolutely. It's also been incorporated into their homeowner documents, which everybody gets a copy of, so they're very aware that their riparian rights are now been severed.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Calvert.
Thank you for your time.
Anyone else here in support of this project? Anyone here in opposition to this project? There being none, the matter is before the commission.
Move to approve.
Motion made by Mr. Tanker to approve the project as presented. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Further discussion on the motion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, sir. Do you have any more here today, Mr. Calvert? Any more?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, sir. Have a great day.